The huge pressures facing the Great Barrier Reef are pretty well known, but research results released today offer a glimmer of hope on one pressure point at least. It's all about reducing sediment, which chokes coral. I spoke a short time ago to our reporter Eleanor Whitehead, who's been looking at the findings. So Eleanor, we all know about climate change as a threat to the reef. Why is water quality specifically so important for the reef's survival?
As you say, the first threat to the reef comes from climate change. We know now that 30% of its coral died in a kind of marine heat wave in 2016, but scientists are calling sediment a second silent killer. It flows into the ocean from eroding gullies and rivers, and once it's there, it makes the water murky, which stops coral and seagrasses from photosynthesizing. Researchers say that reducing sediment would give the reef a better chance of surviving catastrophic bleaching events like the one 2 years ago.
So why should we be particularly worried about this now?
Well, there's been a fourfold increase in the amount of sediment entering the Great Barrier Reef since European settlement, and scientists say that agricultural land is the main source of that runoff. Now, coastal wetlands should act like a kind of kidney which filters that water, but many of those have been lost as well. So sediment has been a growing problem for the reef, but an NGO called Greening Australia has shown that with a bit of attention, those trends can be reversed. 18 months ago, it started restoring a landscape at a station called Strathalbyn, a few hours south of Townsville. IR CEO Brendan Foran, what it did to reduce the runoff.
To stop the sediment at source, we work in partnership with landholders. We use expert science to reshape and resurface the land, and then we replant it with native trees and plants to stabilise it.
And what outcomes did you find from that program?
Well, the results have been phenomenal, to say the least. And with a 97% improvement in water quality, which means sediment has reduced by 97% off our inaugural treatment site, we're now looking to scale that up to 2,000 hectares right across the Great Barrier Reef catchment.
You talk about scaling. What do you need to elevate this in a way that could make a real dent in the amount of sediment that's flowing into the reef?
This is a very tractable issue. The key, though, is funding and capital. We've estimated that with $130 million across those 2,000 hectares, which are some of the largest sediment-producing gullies in the Great Barrier Reef catchment, we can improve water quality by 50 to 80%.
And so with results like that, could this be the difference between life and death for the reef?
Climate change is clearly the most significant long-term threat to the survival of the reef, but water quality is the biggest local pressure that our reef faces, and it is a problem that we can fix. It's important that we put in place the water quality solution, which is critical to give the reef a fighting chance in the face of climate change.
And the federal government has allocated $200 million to the issue of water quality. Is that enough to help you and others scale programs like these?
$200 million is a significant amount of money to be invested in water quality. And we welcome the announcement from the Australian government, particularly because we know that this is new money. So any new money for the reef and any program which targets genuine impacts and genuine outcomes is something that we welcome.
Brendan Foran, he's from Greening Australia, talking about those investments in water quality that could help improve the health of the reef. Eleanor Whitehead is with me. Eleanor, where is that $200 million to come from?
Well, that's part of $500 million that was allocated in the recent budget to saving the reef through various measures, which included improving water quality. That's the single largest investment in reef conservation and management in Australia's history. But scientists say that those investments are going to be futile unless we can tackle the underlying challenges of climate change and ocean warming. The government says it's committed to meeting its emissions reduction targets, but critics point out that Australia's emissions are once again increasing.
Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.